The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we move to the news that ahead of Michael Jackson's biopic coming to the big screen later this month, the film is already hitting the headlines due to a 15 million euro amount of money being spent on reshoots to remove references to child abuse allegations. To explain all of this, I'm joined by entertainment journalist Caroline Frost. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
This is complex when it comes to the reshoot issue, because the allegations around child abuse and Michael Jackson were included in the initial edit, weren't they? But they had to be removed. Why?
Yes. Well, yes. So Graham King, who has a past pedigree with the enormous hit Bohemian Rhapsody, has been working on this film for several years now. And he had enormous amount of material and was struggling to work out quite how to bring that to screen. And they settled for an ending which did include those child allegations levelled at Michael Jackson back in the 90s. And then it moved forward. However, one of the clauses in the settlement that was reached out of court, so it never actually went to court, that particular case, was that one of the complainants, who has been named as Jordan Chandler in all the years gone by, there was a clause meaning that he wouldn't be depicted on screen or his story dissected. And this was a mistake, an oversight by the Jackson estate, who are big investors and interested parties in this project. And so they had to go back to the drawing board. It cost a whole amount of money. It caused huge amounts of delays to the production. In fact, the film was meant to come out originally just before Christmas in 2025, and it's now scheduled for a massive theatrical worldwide release on April 24th. So you can see they've lost 6 months, and instead the film will be finishing at an earlier point in Michael Jackson's life, which was before any of these accusations were levelled at him, which will of course cause more, well, certainly controversy for people who say that they are benefiting. Anybody who's involved in this film is benefiting from the spoils of somebody who they believe to be a sexual predator. However, that estate is worth $2 billion. People seem still can't get enough of Michael Jackson. And there are some people who continue to believe and claim his innocence.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming right up to it now, up to this release date. And I've seen some of the billboards advertising this movie coming to theatres, as you say, on the 24th of April. I mean, do you think that's going to impact audience turnout, the fact that the full story cannot and will not be told?
I think the people who want to go and see this film, there's been so much publicity. People are very aware that it concentrates on the earlier, much less complicated chapters of Michael Jackson's life, his phenomenal rise, his prodigious childhood talent, his time with his brothers in the Jacksons. And the biggest peril he faces in this film is the fact that he wants to break away from those siblings and also his quite dominating father, Joe, and carve out his own career. All of that is obviously uncomplicated, delightful, and still awe-inspiring all these years later. And the fans who are still invested in Michael Jackson and other sort of perhaps more neutral bystanders, it makes for a much easier, less complicated watch, certainly in the experience you're having within the cinema. I mean, I think insiders have already said there are a couple of scenes where he is seen taking presents to children in hospital. Michael Jackson always claimed to be a great champion and protector of children. They were the ones he wanted to protect. Of course, all of that has come back to bite him. Other people, prosecutors who tried him, and many other commentators have said that that was the means by which he used his opportunities to exploit and abuse. So it continues to be complicated out in the real world. However, within that cinema, watching those films, people will feel probably only simple delight.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it has been a controversial project from the get-go for lots of reasons, not least the fact, as you've explained, the family estate is a really big investor in this. Not only that, but his nephew, Michael Jackson's nephew, plays him in this movie. Isn't that right?
Yes. So there's an enormous amount of family investment. His son Prince was known to be on set throughout shooting. The family has become a huge investor, particularly because of that delay. They picked up the bill for that delay. So they now have an equity stake. His nephew is playing his role. They've got rights to the music. I mean, it's the most authorized biopic probably in history with all of that help. However, the condition that comes with that help is that they choose what they want to tell the story about. And they are finishing the story deliberately. deliberately before the bigger, far more disturbing chapters came along that still trouble so many people.
Mm-hmm. His music, though, is so popular still. I mean, even the fact that, you know, as you say, his family estate is so wealthy now, given that if we think back to when Michael Jackson died, it was in a huge amount of debt. He was in a huge amount of debt at that time, wasn't he?
Yeah, so Michael Jackson, I mean, extraordinary, somebody who invented the moonwalk and who had 1983 record-breaking Thriller as part of his canon. He died $500 million in debt. And in fact, that was one of the reasons he felt forced in 2009 to prepare for that extraordinary 50-date residency in London before he died in June 2009. It was the pressure he was putting himself under for that comeback tour that was contributory to his death. And now here we are 17 years later. His estate is worth $2 billion. It's the biggest of any posthumous entertainer. And people have a very strong interest in protecting it and watching those coffers continuing to roll. Similarly, people who want their time in court, people who've alleged abuse, including two young men who made the film Leaving Neverland, they too are accused of wanting a piece of that pie. In fact, people are using their search for justice against them and saying that they're greedy as well. There's a lot of money to go around and a lot of people want their paws on it.
Well, Caroline, you would expect when it comes to the release of this movie in theatres that there will be some protests, there will be some controversy around it. It won't all be plain sailing for this vehicle.
No, he remains very polarizing. For every fan who is convinced that he is the Messiah, that he was wrongly accused, that there were people out to extort him, that there were people out to abuse his gentleness, his great love of children, there is somebody who is very willing to believe that he abused that position himself and that people are being sold an absolute bag of spanners and that they, through sleight of hand, through the timing of this film, they're getting to choose what they say. And just as well as those initial accusations and allegations made people so angry on behalf of children, similarly, that idea that there's a cover-up, that there's this sort of Stalinist rewriting of history, will be even more angering for people involved.
Caroline Frost, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed on all of that.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.